with regard to the story of Kibshan Ha'esh, I found a Medrash in Parshas Lech Lecha. The Medrash Rabbah says, Vayomer Elav, on the Pasuk, Vayomer Elav, Ani Hashem Asher Hotzi, Sicha Meir Kazdim. There's a machlok between Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov and Rabbon. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omar, Michal Yorad Vihitzilo Mikivshan Ha'esh. Michal is the Kanere, the angel that controls fire. For Rabbon and Amri HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hitzilo. That it wasn't Michal, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hado Dichsiv Ani Hashem Ashot Tzisot Miyot Tzvayim. It mamish sounds like what we say in the Haggadah. Ani v'lo ach, ani v'lo shliach, ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo shliach. This machlokes is brought down in Medrash Rabbah on Shir Hashirim. However, I believe that if you look throughout Chazal, you will generally find only one of these two opinions brought down. Which of the two do you guess would be brought down? Was it Michal or was it HaKadosh Baruch himself who saved Avraham?
Hashem.
Hashem himself, yeah. And I'll quote to you a few Midrashim if I have them here. One Midrash is in Sefer Shmos. It says, Kshabikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Leireid Lahatzil Avraham Mikim Shanesh Amru Michal V'Gavri Lefanov Anu Yardim Lahatzil Oso. We're going to go down and save him. Amar lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to the Malach and he says, Ilu yorad l'shem echad michem, if Avraham Avinu went down to the fiery furnace because of one of you, then atem atzilin also. But that's not the case. El l'shmi yorad. He went down in my name, for the sake of my name. Vani yored matzilo. Shem ani Hashem eshot tzisicha mirkazin. In this Medrash, there's no mention of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's opinion that the Malachim won the day and they saved Avraham Avinu. Rabbi Lezer apparently holds that the Malachim had a very good taina. If you look in the Eitz Yosef on the Medrash, on the first Medrash that we mentioned, he writes in his commentary on the Medrash, Hainu Shashem Poel Biolam, God acts in this world Ayidei Emtzai Shal Malach. The Malachim are his messengers, his intermediaries to bring down the divine decrees. Al Kain, says the Eitz Yosef, Hayoroi Shetia Hatzalos Shal Avraham Ayidei Malach. So Michal v'Gavriel were designated to control the forces of the fire, and therefore they had an argument. They said, look, God, you always act through the vehicle of a Malach, why shouldn't you do it now? According to one of the other Mepharshim, the Ifas Toar, these two Malachim, Michal and Gavriel, were miyuchadim lahagein al Yisrael. Their job was to protect the Jewish people. And since Avraham Avinu was the father of the Jewish people, they claimed rights, they had privilege to save him. But at the end of the day, the Kibshan Ha'esh episode is between Avraham Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu is willing to be thrown into the Kibshan Ha'esh Lishmi, for the purpose of publicizing God Almighty in this world. And he's willing to sacrifice himself for the sake of his belief in one God in a world that's full of idolatry. Therefore, it's appropriate for God himself to save Avraham Avinu. But it goes beyond that. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, Perek Aleph, has a long presentation in which he describes the development of Avodah Zarah. How did it develop? And the Rambam gives you the whole Shtalshus. People believed in the principle that God acts in this world through the medium of Malachim and various intermediaries. As the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Akum. Avraham fought the battle against idolatry. And what was he claiming? That there's one God who created everything, who controls everything. He's the Borei and the Manig. And he's the source of all the powers of the Malachim, etc., etc., that God delegated powers to them. But they don't have any independent power. They are effects, they're not causes. There's only one cause with a capital C. Excuse me, one original source, one power, and that's the one God. If you take a look in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar in Perek Chafei, it says the following, Ma osa Avram Avinu, osa lo beis kabel michutz l'charan. How did Avram Avinu do his outreach? He set up a center, an inn, so to speak, for guests to come in outside of Charan. V'chol mishu haya nichnas v'yotze l'charan. Anyone who came in and out of Charan, Avram haya makablo v'nosin lo machol mashkeu v'yomolo. Echad hu Elokim v'olam. There's only one God in the world. Says the Radal, that's the super commentary on Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. L'fichach zocha Avram likari echad. The word echad is used not only for Almighty God, but it's also used to describe Avram. Where? In Yechezkel Lamed Gimel. It says, Echad Hoya Avram. He was one. What does it mean he was one? He taught the oneness, the unity of God. There are no other gods, there are no other forces. There's no pluralism, there's no plurality, it's God. And he battled for the sake of this faith against everyone, even against Nimrod, who was the chief executioner, so to speak. He was the chief of the whole country. And he fought against Nimrod in Nimrod's claim that there were many different powers on the face of the earth and there were idols and so forth and so on. Therefore, says the Radal, Hashem didn't let the Malachim get involved over here. Because once again, it's the Malachim and their powers and their delegation of authority. That's what really created Avodas Kochavim. So in the case of Avram and saving him, where at the Kibshan Eish he wanted to sacrifice himself for this belief in one God, it makes sense that we should cut out the Malachim over here, because it was the Malachim who were in a sense responsible for the whole development of the Shtalshus of Avodah Zorah, which Avram Avinu was fighting against. And once again, I want to quote another source where Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't appear and only the Chacham's view is quoted. This is a Gemara in Pesachim, Adaf Kuf Yud Ches. The Gemara says, "B'shah shehipil Nimrod arashas Avram Avinu l'tokiv shenayish, Amar Gavriel l'fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Gavriel Shalom Eired v'tzanein al kulu after fires v'tzil es atzadik. I will save the great righteous person mikiv shenayish from the fiery furnace. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu ani yachid ba'olami. I'm one in my world, meaning the upper worlds in the heavens. Hu yachid ba'olamo. He's one in his world down here. Noeli yachid l'hatzil es yachid." It makes sense that the Yochid of the higher worlds would come down and save the Yochid of these lower worlds, and therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't give any permission for the heavenly celestial spheres and beings to get involved in the saving of Avram. However, you can give a different interpretation of what the Chachamim mean over here. This is based on a Medrash in Tehillim, brought down by Rav Nachum Kasher in the Torah Shleiman Lech Lecha. Hishlichu l'kivshan eish. Nimrod thrust Avram, cast him into the furnace. V'lo yarad imo, lo ir, v'lo kadish, v'lo sarif, v'lo gdo. No other force, no other celestial power or angel came down. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu bi'atzmo, shenema ani Hashem, asher tzosicha, me'ur kazd. The language of the Medrash in formulating the intention of the Chachamim in their statement that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who personally saved Avram is indicative of the fact that Avram was being chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we say in davening in the Nusach HaTfilah Asher Bacharta bi Avram, what are the next three words? Otseso mir kazdin. The word otseso has two different meanings to it. First of all, to take someone out of a place, or kazdin was the name for geographic location, according to the Ibn Ezra at the end of Parashas Noach. And it was there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avram the tzivah of Lech Lecha. But ur kazdin has another meaning to it. The kivshan of ur kazdin, or milashan fire, the or. And that's according to the Ramban, who says that the tzivri of Lech Lecha was not until much later, after they reached Charan. So it wasn't in Ur Kazdin. So Ur Kazdin is not a place at all. Ur Kazdin is the place which has the fiery furnace in it, where Nimrod cast Avram. Says the Ramban at the end of Parshas Noach, Zehu Shomer Akos Vani Hashem Ashot Tzisicho Mirkazdin Laseischos Oretz Hazos L'Rishto Ki Me'etz Hosio Me'es. From the moment Hotzio Mirkazdin, says the Ramban, Hoya Haratzo Lefan of Yisala She Gadlenu V'Yitein Lois Oretz Hayi. From the moment that God saved Avram from your cousin, that's when it was all of a ratzon. In front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he decided that he would choose Avram, he would make him great and give him the inheritance of Eretz Kanaan. What does it mean, Sheyigdalenu? That's the Bechira of Avram. Asher Tzisicha Mir Kazdin Bacharto BeAvram. He will be the father of this great nation, the future nation that will inherit the land of Israel. At that moment, when Avram was willing, he was prepared to give his life for the sake of his emunah in Hashem, at that moment there was a divine decision to choose Avram as the father of the nation of God. And that's what it means, Ani Hashem Asher Tzisicha. And I want to add one medrash to this discussion. It's a beautiful medrash that appears in the Tanchuma in Parshas Lech Lecha, on the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Mana Aselach Hosenu Biyom Sheyedubar Ba, says the Medrash in Shir Hashirim, Biyom Sheomar Nimrod Lashlicho Likiv Shereish, Biyom Sheyedubar Ba is referring to that day. Im Chomahi, the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Nivna Ole Tiras Kesef. The Medrash continues, what does this mean? Im Chomahi, a strong wall. Im Nose Nafsho, if he's willing to be so strong in his belief, so steadfast in his belief, Shehu Nose Nafsho Kechoma Zu, Sheomedes Bifnei Melchomos Harbe. That's how strong and steadfast Avram is, like this Choma. No one can penetrate it. The ballistic missiles don't destroy it. The Yimsar Atzmal Kedush Sashem Nivne Aleha Tiras Kesef. Elu Yisrael, we're going to choose Avram and build on him Tiras Kesef. Shekoram Kanfe Yona Nechfa BeKesef. The Pasuk in Tilim refers to Knesset Yisrael as Kesef, and that's the Tiras Kesef of Shir Hashirim. Amar Avram, next Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Ani Choma, I am a wall. I'm steadfast. Limsar nafshi al kedusha shimcha. V'lo ani bilvad. El v'shaddai kimigdalos. B'nei banav Chananya Mishol v'azarya. V'dorosha Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyon v'chavirov. Shehem yitnu nafsham al kedusha shem. Lefichach. The end of the pasuk. Oz ha'yisi b'enav kimotzeis shalom rav. What does it mean, Kimotze Shalom? Says the Medrash, Sheyotza Shalom Min HaKivshon. The entire chapter in Shir HaShirim dedicates itself to this whole episode at the Kivshon HaEsh. And that great stature of Avram, at that historical event, a critical moment, a crossroads in history, when Avram Avinu was being challenged with this great test, and Ani Choma, he withstands any sort of temptation to give in. This was the beginning of the development of that great golden chain that would be Am Hashem, that would be Knesset Yisrael, the matara, the purpose of the entire creation. Im Chomahi Nivna Ole Tiras Kesef. Avram withstands the test. He's the Choma. Now's the moment of Bechira, of choice.